You're listening to SBS News.
At a Tunisian hospital, Dr. Mohamed Salah Siala performs music for patients sick with COVID-19. He's using music to bring people closer together when the pandemic is keeping them apart.
It was my dream in medical school to heal patients by using my fingers, playing the violin. I thought playing violin in hospital for patients makes them feel good.
The COVID-19 death toll for North Africa has surpassed 8,000 fatalities. And a year after coronavirus became a global pandemic, more than 2.5 million lives have been lost around the world. The United Kingdom is among the countries with the highest number of COVID-19 cases, with only India, Brazil, United States and Russia having recorded more infections. However, UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock has declared extra hospitals set up last spring to deal with the coronavirus pandemic will start to shut down. But England's Chief Medical Officer Chris Whitty has issued his own warning that COVID-19 cases will rise again.
All the modelling suggests there is going to be a further surge, and that will find the people who either have not been vaccinated or where the vaccine's not worked. And some of them will end up in hospital, and sadly some of them will go on to die. And that's just the reality of where we are with the current vaccination.
Case numbers are also causing concern in Hungary and Bosnia. On Tuesday, Hungary set a record for the number of COVID-19 patients being treated in local hospitals. Bosnia reported a big jump in daily infections, while Turkey's daily case numbers rose to nearly 14,000 after the government decided to relax some health measures. Denmark is also hoping to ease restrictions because its infections are not worsening. And there are positive signs the European Union will soon approve the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The Internal Market Commissioner, Thierry Breton, says the European Medicines Agency will have to authorise its use.
With Johnson & Johnson, I will officially engage with them after the agreement of EMA. So hopefully it will be before the end of the week, and then I will be able to sell a bit more.
The company, Johnson & Johnson, has told the EU it was facing supply issues. Once it is ticked off, 4 vaccines will be available in the EU. But the European Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, is suggesting more COVID-19 vaccine exports could be disrupted after Italy blocks shipment of the AstraZeneca vaccine to Australia. Britain has confirmed it's not blocking the export of COVID-19 vaccines. Meantime, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is talking up his country's vaccination efforts.
Last Friday, we announced that millions of doses of Pfizer's vaccine will arrive earlier than anticipated, including 1.5 million doses before the end of March. As a result of this news, we are increasing our total number of vaccines against COVID-19 before the end of March to 8 million doses.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.